let's talk about real quick, just because it's not that big of a deal. I mean, we knew it was going to happen. Remember, we talked about this. Oh, man, let's see. Today's Wednesday. We talked about it Thursday. We talked about it. We talked about it Wednesday. We talked about it all last week. As soon as the Iowa caucuses were over, somebody was going to get out. We said that. When the Iowa caucuses were done, somebody would get out before New Hampshire. We absolutely knew that. Okay? We knew that. And lo and behold, today, we got the first dropout, and that is Rand Paul. I mean, not the first dropout in this race. You know, you have Jindal went back to his night manager gig at 7-Eleven, and, of course, Rick Perry. But I'm talking about after Iowa. Rand Paul, done, out. Now, remember, Rand Paul is also a senator from Kentucky who is running for re-election there. So it's not like he gets out of the presidential race and goes back to being an eye doctor, or I should say an optometrist. It's kind of disingenuous to call them eye doctors. They're not really doctors. An optometrist is someone you go see at Walmart. They have optometrists there. And I don't think they have to go to legit medical school. I could be wrong. You know, I'm not a scholar. I don't think they have to go to, you know, 10 years of college. If they do, you got to go to 10 years to put drops in someone's eyes because they got pink eye. And that was the choice you made. You're definitely not a smart person. If I'm going to school for 10, 12 years and getting a doctor degree, I'm going to open on some chests and some heads. I'm going to be like Ben Carson. But anyways, I digress. So Rand Paul dropped out. He will now just be a senator from Kentucky. Well, unless he loses. But I don't think he's going to lose. There's really no one opposing him. The mayor of Lexington, this Democrat from Lexington, is going to run against Paul. Who the hell knows who that mayor is? I mean, seriously. The mayor of Lexington is going to run against Rand Paul. So he really had to drop out. I mean, sure, he could have went to New Hampshire. But I think if you get your butt kicked too much, it does damage you back home. I think it shows weakness back home. And he doesn't want to lose that gig because, again, he'd have to go back to being an ophthalmologist. And who wants to do that? So Rand Paul's done. Finished. The loser. Just like his dad. Although, the dad was a lot more successful than Rand. Remember Ron Paul? He was like a crazy Bernie Sanders before there was a Bernie Sanders. He was the Republicans' version of Bernie Sanders. This old, crazy, kooky, just way. You know, he wasn't like free this, free that, but he was very much libertarian to the degree of, you know, no laws, no, just do what you want. Don't hurt anybody. Fend for yourself, and good day. I mean, I remember in the GOP debates, the healthcare question came up. Somebody asked him about someone not having money, and they show up at a hospital, and if they're not insured, what happens to them? Do they just die in the street? And the nuance of the question, I don't want to say it was a gotcha question, but it was definitely nuanced in a way that an old crazy dude like Ron Paul was just going to get he was just going to get blasted. He was because he just had that look, and then he was like, well, yeah. And the moderator's like, so you just let him die? Well, yeah. And that was it. That was the buzz line. Ron Paul will let you die in the street. Yeah. That was it. And of course, Rand's father was famously featured in the Sacha Baron Cohen movie, Bruno, where they are in a hotel room, and Ron Paul is under the assumption that he's doing an interview. It's kind of weird, but I guess he was cool with this over-the-top flamboyant gay man conducting an interview. Like, over-the-top foreign gay man. Like, hello, how are you? I'd like to... He was like, oh, that's great. And of course, Sacha Baron Cohen's character Bruno started taking off his own clothes, and Ron Paul ran out, started screaming, calling him a queer. It was just classic. But that's Rand Paul's dad. Okay? Don't forget, the apple doesn't fall too far from the kooky tree. All right? Doesn't fall too far from the kooky tree. So, Rand Paul is out. He's done. It's over. Finished. And now he will focus on not losing his Senate seat to whoever the hell the Democrats send, which we said will be the mayor of Lexington. So, see you later. Rand, we'll miss you Saturday at the debates in New Hampshire. We will miss Rand Paul. And people make fun of Donald Trump's hair. At least Donald Trump's hair is real. Rand Paul's got the worst hairpiece. It's bad. It's bad. It's definitely hair club for men bad. This is bad. All right, so that's not a top story, but it was interesting development, and just wanted to share it with everyone. Oh, yeah. So we shall move on. When I was talking earlier, about Obama and the fact that during the time of a primary, you don't really know what's going on with the president or Congress because they're all in the back, you know, behind the curtain, and the candidates are front and center. But Obama today was hanging out at a mosque. Do you think he's got less than a year left? Do you think he's finally just going to come out? Seriously, you think he's just going to come out before he is done with office? What do you think? Huh? Do you think? Come on. What do you think he'll just come out? You think this is him kind of getting ready to come out? He's kind of like teasing. It's kind of like the Bruce Jenner thing. You know, remember you saw pictures of Bruce Jenner and you're like, hey man, is it me or is he looking like a woman? It's weird. What's going on? Oh, it's just Bruce. He's always looked like that. Remember, he had the facelifts and the thing, and it didn't look right. Oh, yeah. Remember that evolution of Bruce Jenner being Bruce, the Olympian, and then that slow turn to the ugly guy, woman, cross-dresser thing that he is now. I think Obama's doing that. It's like he started his presidency. He did the whole speech. Where was it? In Egypt or Cairo, wherever the hell it was when he first started. There's 100,000 people. Muslim, yeah, Islam. We love, yeah, great. And it was this slow progression, very slow. The first term was very slow because he's got to win re-election. After he wins re-election, the turn starts to ramp up to the point now where he's in mosques in Baltimore. The head of that mosque has given sermons condemning homosexuality. I kid you not. I kid you not. You know, I of course you're not going to hear this on state-run media. Of course, you're not gonna, the state-run media is not going to tell you about this. They're not going to play old sermons of the guy who leads that mosque in Baltimore. They're not gonna play you that. Just like they're not gonna play you the Bernie Sanders supporters calling Hillary Clinton a liar, and not just calling her, chanting, "You're a liar." You're like they're at a WWE event. "You're a liar." Clap, 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 clap. "You're a liar." Yeah, they're not gonna play that. Just like no one's gonna play these sermons of this imam. Isn't that what they're called? Imam. I call them terrorists. Okay? They're not imam. They're terrorists. They're not going to play the sermons of this terrorist condemning homosexuality. But that's where Obama was today. When we ask rhetorically, "Where's the president? Where's Congress? Well, the president today was speaking at a mosque that practices and preaches hate. So I ask. Is Obama finally going to come out? Because he's got nothing to lose. He's got absolutely nothing to lose. And I told you, I think at this point he's going, "Oh, Hillary, Bernie, the first woman president overshadows the first black president. guys, and then you got crazy. Okay, I just we need a I need a Republican. I need a Republican. Yeah, that will. Yeah, I'll gamble on them messing up. I have a better shot of them possibly messing up than being overshadowed by the first woman president, because the first woman president is going to get a huge, I mean, guys, think about it. She's running around with the president or former president. Everybody calls them still, hey, Mr. President, former president. Guy was a serial sex abuser. That's a fact. Okay? That's a fact. A serial sex abuser. She's running around with him. She gets a pass. They all get passes. So she'll be given a huge rope. Nobody will put pressure on her if she makes a mess up. If she makes a mess up in any way, shape, or form, people be like, you're just going after her because she's a woman. You don't like women. Would you say this to your own mother? Okay. So Obama doesn't want that. He doesn't want that. He's got a better shot rolling the dice with the Republicans. He's got a better shot of state-run media attacking whoever the Republican president is every day. So I think he's like, F it. I'm going to come out. I'm going to go to this mosque. I'm going to hang out with this imam, Shaiki. And the imam before this imam of this Baltimore mosque condone suicide bombings. I mean, I'm telling you, I think Obama's going to come out. I think he's just going to go, hey, guys, listen, I am Muslim. Yeah, I am. So what? I'm Muslim. Okay? Now what? And he's going to drop the mic and go, peace out. I think he's going to come out. And I've said this before. Take the birther situation out of the whole argument. Take the birther situation out of the argument. Because I truly believe that because the birther argument and being a Muslim got melded together, the Muslim angle got dismissed. I think if you would have looked at the Muslim angle without the whole birtherism mixed in there, people would have went, yeah, he's a Muslim. Yeah. He's a Muslim. If his father was a Muslim and his stepfather was a Muslim, then one would have to assume at some point in his life he was raised a Muslim, regardless of what he was as Barry with the Panama jack hat smoking weed. Regardless, Islam has always been in his life. And I think if you took the birther, if you took that out of the picture and just focused on Obama being tied to Islam, you would have had a lot better of an argument especially where we are today, with the fact that we have terrorist attacks that happen, and the president refuses to call them terrorist attacks. He refuses to call out Islam. This president does everything in his power to protect Islam. Remember that that prayer service, that prayer breakfast was about a year ago when he basically told, I mean, this is KO. This is somebody in their last term. He was at a prayer breakfast. He had all these congressmen and senators and God knows what other people were there. All devout Christians. And Obama made a speech, got up and said, hey, you know, religion's great, this and that. But just remember, you guys, before you crap all over Islam, you had the Crusades and you had Christians slaughtering people, murdering them. So just remember that. All right, eat your eggs. People are like, what the what? Wow, that really? You just shot on shot on Christians at a Christian breakfast? What the hell just happened? I mean, it was insane. It was insane. Insane. So this president's always defending Islam. Always defending Islam. And whenever you bring this up, Democrats show that video of Bush standing with a couple imams. It was after 9/11. And Bush is like, we're not at war with Islam. And Democrats are like, see? Obama's just doing what Bush did. See? And yet they forget that the general feel of Democrats led by Michael Moore was that Bush was doing that because he was on the take from the Saudis and from a whole bunch of other bigwigs associated with a bunch of different Islamic groups. So the only reason Bush was doing it was because he was being paid millions and millions and millions and had made millions and millions and millions before. And the liberal hero Michael Moore actually wrote and directed and starred in a movie, Fahrenheit 9/11, which all but blamed Bush and Cheney for 9/11. See, Democrats always want to have it both ways. They always want to have it both ways. So maybe Obama will just come out. Just guess what? I am Muslim. Like I told you, Jonathan Capehart, a Washington Post opinion writer / MSNBC contributor, sat on a panel, and when Chris Matthews was dissecting things that Trump was saying, he brought up the whole birther and Islam question, and at one point Jonathan Capehart said, so what if the president is Muslim? Not that he is. I'm not saying he is, but if he was, so what? So what? So, I think he's going to come out. It's like Bruce Jenner. Hi. I'm Muslim. I support the Muslim Brotherhood. Hi. Surprise. Hi. Yes, we demanded the Muslim Brotherhood be represented in a new government in Egypt. Hi. Surprise. Surprise. Hi. Hi. I'm at this mosque that hates homosexuals. Hi. Surprise. Hi. One of the other leaders of this mosque supports suicide bombing. Surprise. Oh, man. I'm telling you. This president's great. He's great. Every attack that happens, it's workplace violence. I'm not going to call it a terrorist act. No, it's workplace violence. Fort Hood, workplace violence. San Bernardino, workplace violence. It's always workplace violence. Workplace violence, workplace violence. Ay, 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 ay. You notice you haven't heard anything more about the terrorist that shot the cop in Philly? You notice that's just been quietly swept under the rug? Notice that? Swept right under the rug. No one's talking about that. Swept. Just gone. Shit. It's not even swept. It's mopped. It was swept. Then it was mopped. Okay? Remember that. You actually had a Muslim with the whole robe, dress, whatever the hell they call that thing, the hat, walk up to the police officer who was sitting in his car and shoot him 15, 16 times, and then run, get away. The cop didn't die, but he was bleeding profusely. Bleeding profusely. Chased down the Muslim, and eventually they arrested him. And when he was at the police station, said, I did this for ISIS, a holy war. I did this for Allah. I mean, the guy actually shot a cop and said, I did this for Allah. I did this. I was actually hoping you guys would kill me so I can get my virgins. Instead, I'm just going to be abused in prison by a couple people. They're going to put lipstick on me and pretend I'm a virgin. You haven't heard about that no more. No, swept under the rug. While Obama's hanging out in mosques in Baltimore with imams that promote hate, violence, and destruction. I'm telling you, he's going to come out soon. Surprise! Guess who's a Muslim?